Chapter 1. The Tornado. Dorothy lived in the middle of the Kansas prairie with her Uncle Henry and Aunt Em. Uncle Henry was a farmer, and Aunt Em was his wife. Their house was small, with one room, and the prairie was flat and gray, with no trees or other houses. Aunt Em was very thin and gray, and she never smiled. Uncle Henry was also gray. He worked very hard, and he did not often speak. But Dorothy's dog, Toto, made her happy. He had long black hair and bright eyes, and Dorothy played with him all day. Today, Uncle Henry looked up at the dark gray sky. Dorothy and Toto stood inside the door, and they looked up at the sky, too. They all listened to the strong wind.
"A tornado is coming, Em," Uncle Henry shouted to Aunt Em. "I'll help the animals."
Then he ran out onto the prairie. Aunt Em came to the door and she saw the tornado.
"Run, Dorothy," she shouted. "Go into the tornado hole."
Aunt Em opened the small door in the floor to the tornado hole and she went down under the house. Dorothy started to follow her, but the wind came harder. Dorothy fell down next to Toto. Then a strange thing happened. The house flew slowly into the sky until it was at the top of the tornado. The tornado carried the house for many miles. It was very dark inside the tornado, and the wind was loud. Dorothy waited, but the house did not go down. After many hours, she lay down in her bed with Toto, and she began to sleep. Later, Dorothy and Toto woke up, and it was very bright outside. Dorothy walked to the door, and she opened it. The house was in the middle of a beautiful country now. There was green grass, and there were flowers in many colors. Dorothy saw a group of small people near the house. There were three men and one woman, and they all wore strange clothes and hats. The men looked frightened, but the woman smiled. "This is the country of the Munchkins," she said sweetly. "Thank you for killing the Wicked Witch of the East. She ruled here for many years."
"I didn't kill anyone," said Dorothy.
"Your house killed her," the woman told her. "Look."
Dorothy looked, and she was frightened. She could see 2 feet in silver shoes under a corner of her house.
"The house fell on her," said Dorothy. "This is bad."
"No, it isn't," said the woman. "You did a very good thing for the Munchkins, because she wasn't a kind ruler."
"Are you a Munchkin?" Dorothy asked.
"No," answered the woman. "I'm the Good Witch of the North. There are 4 witches here in Oz, and only 2 of us are good."
"I'd like to go home to my aunt and uncle now," said Dorothy. Can you help me to find Kansas? I don't know that place, and leaving Oz is very difficult,
said the witch.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to live here now.
Dorothy began to cry.
Don't cry, sweet child, said the witch. Go to the Emerald City. The Wizard of Oz lives there, and maybe he can help you.
Where is the Emerald City?
Asked Dorothy.
Follow the yellow brick road, said the witch.
Can you come with me?
Asked Dorothy.
No, I can't, but I can give you my kiss,
said the witch.
It will protect you, and we'd like to give you the Bad Witch's special silver shoes.
Then the Good Witch kissed Dorothy's head.
Goodbye, she said.